Welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Braden. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters, and I'm apparently the one that shows up on time. Who knows if Cousin Shane's even going to show up? He told me he'd be here, but once Tennessee loses, you never quite know about the Tennessee homer. So I appreciate all the cousins. We're seeing a lot of you already in here. maybe fire away with some questions while we wait for Shane. I literally don't know how long he'll be, but he is well aware that we are live. So, hey, JR, he shows up before even Cousin Shane. How about it? We appreciate you, buddy. I got to see. It's weird. I can't see who you gifted to on my screen, but I see it here. Matt, welcome to the famous family, courtesy of the legend, Cousin JR, who's really, he's Uncle JR by this point in time. He's the best. Florida's in the Final Four. Auburn's in the Final Four. Tennessee shit the bed, as they always do. Come on. I think I saw 112 seasons, never made it to the Final Four, obviously. Alabama. I thought Alabama would make it too, but I think Duke is just too damn good. Obviously, I don't watch Duke basketball, but I watched them this weekend, and they kicked some ass, so good for Duke. Mike, why do Tenor fans still think about drinks in basketball? I don't know. I don't really understand the question. Why do they think about drinking basketball? I don't think they do. Let's ask them. Why are you, Eli Drinkwitz, always on your mind, Shane?
On my mind.
He said Tennessee fans won't stop talking about drink.
You know what we won't stop talking about? These damn refs, Mike. Oh, Hurley was right. I knew it. He said they screwed Florida. No, they screwed Tennessee. No, I'm just kidding. Tennessee blew that one, didn't they? Looked like shit. It looked like me out there shooting basketball beef hooks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mike.
Will Tennessee ever make the Final Four?
See, and this is it. This is the new 1980s Georgia joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, haven't won a natty since 80. Haven't made it. Somebody posted a banner that we've made two Final Fours in the NIL, or the not the NIL, but the NIT. So
that's going to count for something, don't you think?
You know, we're a baseball school, Mike.
Okay, because of Mike says low T Shane today because the Vols lost, I would assume.
Would you rather be great at one sport or really, really good at all of them? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to win national championship. I mean, we did in baseball, which is cool. But everything else, like, we're really, really good at it, but we're not elite. We're not that next level with the basketball, you know. I feel like if you can get to eight, anybody could kind of win that thing. I never felt like Tennessee was a Cinderella team.
Right.
But it did feel like that they didn't have the same juice they did against Kentucky. It was almost like Kentucky was their damn Super Bowl. And I hate to say that, but that's what it kind of felt like. And
they used up all their superpowers on Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean – I'll say this, brother. I was on cloud nine after the Kentucky matchup, and I felt really good about the Tennessee Vols, and it really sucks. It really sucks to not make that Final Four. Not gonna lie, I didn't think it hurt as bad because I kind of knew in the back of my mind I was like, we're probably not gonna make it. I mean, we should. I think we will, but we're probably not going to. So I've already talked myself off. Or I guess on the ledge, like I freaking jumped off the ledge, but anyway.
Well, they would have made it if not for those damn referees. But let's get into it, Shane. Here in just a second, we're gonna cover all the basketball, and we've got also Shane, first time official over under win totals for every single team. We've done many of these, but not all that. Yeah, I mean, all the way down to Mississippi State's got over unders, so. We're going to get into that here in just a second, Shane. But as always, got to remind the cousins, we're brought to you by MyBookie. You can see it on the bottom of the screen there. Promo code that, SECTHATSEC, over at MyBookie.ag, the online sportsbook, Shane. If you go over to MyBookie.ag, you never had an account, You sign up for one today, and whatever you want to initial deposit, they will give you a 50% instant bonus match with that promo code. That SEC, if you could, I mean, it's too late to already wager against Tennessee, but yeah. If there was a bet to whether Tennessee will always falter before they make the Final Four, I mean, you could have been a billionaire, you know, if you just jump onto my bookie and use that promo code, that SEC. But, Shay, with the over-unders, this is literally the best time to jump on anywhere and place a bet on the over-under win totals before the lines shift, before the money starts rolling in. When they initially come out, there's no better time to jump on there. You know what?
Oh, yeah. No. That's exactly when you want to get your bets in, you know, because I feel like that's what you do. Right now, it's more emotional betting. But if you snuck into a spring practice and you got to see a little, or you talk to a buddy and says, hey, this guy's legit. You've been on your message board and say, they're going to find out about this team. You know, if your coach, Drink, always on my mind, comes out here and says, the best damn team. You know, little things like this is why you want to get your bets in.
Right. Well, if I could bet like on a person.
Yeah.
You already know who I'm going to bet on. It's Cousin JR. He's already gifted one membership, Shane. He's come back around. That was before you hopped on. He's just gifted five more memberships, Shane. He's definitely not a Tennessee fan. He's probably happy Tennessee got eliminated. Shout out Cousin JR. He just gifted retired working man, Jackie Moon, Felix the Cat, Denny, 1961, and Brian Lo have all been gifted memberships. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of the
promo
legend.
Promo code JR.
buddy. Okay, so, man.
He always knows how to make me feel better, Mike, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it could always be worse, right?
I mean, it's not only does it suck to be eliminated, to not go, but then you're watching Bruce Pearl go on. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little extra salt to the wound for those Tennessee ball fans right now.
Right. So this is an excellent point that looms over the whole thing now, Shane. Jahni Broome banged up in the win just now. So Auburn advanced. It's wild, Shane. Jay Billis, his name, ESPN guy. He predicted all the one seeds, and it's so comical right now. If you will go to his profile and see his prediction for the Final Four and just all the shit he's took for picking all four number one seeds. That's exactly how it played out. But Auburn's best player, Jahni Broome, he's been dominant, just broke the record for most double-doubles in a single season by an Auburn player, injured. And he looks really limited out there now. He's still playing. He still made a three. He's gutting it out. I mean, the guy's a damn warrior out there. But if he's, I mean, he couldn't even move his arm, it looked like. Yeah. How's that going to affect you in next matchup against Florida, who I still think is probably the favorite to win it all, them or Duke? Mm-hmm. That, unfortunately, I mean, I hope he's 100%, but if not, I saw someone in the comments said, bet the mortgage on Florida. I think that's a smart bet if Broome is less than 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it looked bad, you know, when he came down, and it did not look good at all. And honestly, kind of surprised that we're going to see him again. So, but, you know, I don't take that for what it's worth, you know, a banged up Auburn versus kind of a weird Florida team. I mean, we're going to get to them here in a little bit. It's the extremely up and down, but by God, when they're on, they're tough to beat. But I almost hate that these two teams got to play each other right now. You know, I was hoping that would be the natty. But hey,
yeah, leave it to the damn committee, Shane. They want the SEC to knock each other off.
Yeah,
Duke should be having and Houston, they should each have to play an SEC team.
Yep,
and then another SEC team in the national. I mean, they're guaranteed to play one in the national championship. But it's just too bad Auburn and Florida, one of them's got to knock each other off. You know what?
Yeah, only one team. We know one will be in the SEC. I guess there's the silver lining is there will be an SEC team in the national championship game. But unfortunately, I feel like, especially as much shit as we've talked during the year about how powerful this conference is in basketball, to just be down to one kind of sucks. But hey, that's the way it is, brother.
Yeah. So a recap of the action over the weekend, Shane. So, man, even Florida, Maryland, That was a game there for a while before Florida kind of blew them out, 87-71. Bama, oh, man. I mean, I know Bama fans are down now, Shane, but 113-88, they hit a record, I think it was 22 three-pointers.
Yeah.
Against BYU, that was insane. And, oh, I'm still hurting for them Razorbacks, Shane. You were calling the Hogs to go on, and it looked like you were the smartest man in the damn room until went into overtime and Texas Tech.
Yeah,
got them. They clipped them there. But the big one for us, Shane, Tennessee beat Kentucky, and it wasn't really even a close game, 78-65. Mm-hmm. Auburn comes storming back, beats Michigan 78-65. And Michigan State, those bastards, they beat Ole Miss 73-70. But it's just wild, isn't it, Shane, that at the Sweet 16, we had six SEC teams going? And we had so many that some of them had to go head-to-head. You know what?
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, I felt like, man, I don't know, man. I felt like even the ones that looked, like you mentioned Arkansas and you mentioned Alabama, it's like these teams really could be in this. They could have won national champion. You know, it felt like those teams may be a little bit more volatile than the rest that are remaining, obviously, by their seeding. But again, any given night, you know, these teams could beat anybody in this conference. So, yeah, it felt... It's kind of funny that it went. I didn't even think about it being all number one seeds until you said that, but it makes it seem like it was predictable. This tournament was far from that.
Right. And then so in the Elite Eight, of course, we got Florida come storming back. Texas Tech. I thought Texas Tech were going to steal one. Thank God they didn't.
You want a damn game. Did you see the percentage? I think it was like 2 minutes left. I knew it. I kind of had this feeling that Florida was going to come back in this thing. So I had a couple memes dialed up, you know, in case, but I wasn't going to post it. Obviously, if they lost, I was just going to race and act like it never happened. But it just felt like Florida was destined to move forward, man. What an awesome, awesome game, brother. I think they just made another three-pointer.
You know? And then Duke, like I said, beat Bama by 20. So
yeah,
I thought that could have been the game of the tournament so far. Alabama was so damn hot.
Yeah.
The game before. So, we don't have to cover that extensively. And then, I mean, this is the Tennessee you fear shows up. You know, you can't buy a bucket. They broke a record for least amount of points, 15 in the first half of an Elite Eight game. But hell, they scored a lot more than that in the second half. We'll give them credit for that. But they lose 69-50. And then Auburn just beat Michigan State 70-64. So here's the latest, Shane. Debut point spreads for the Final Four.
Yeah.
Duke favored over Houston by 4.5. And then Auburn, Florida. Who do you think's favored?
I'd say Florida right now.
Yep. You nailed it by 2.5. So a close one. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hope I'm not rooting for injuries, obviously, but if Jani Broome's not 100%, I think I'm rushing to throw money at Florida at just 2.5. You know what?
Yeah. Hey, anyone but Duke, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I care. I hate Houston beat us, but my God, I'll be rooting for them this time.
Yeah. So, man, again, with four teams remain, two SEC. Is that after the SEC dominated the entire season in college basketball? Do you think that's enough? Like, I hate to even say that. I mean, that's crazy. Half the damn field is SEC, but is it a disappointment that there's not more than two in the Final Four? And will it be a disappointment if the SEC doesn't win the whole thing?
Maybe not for conference lovers, but definitely for individual team lovers. I feel like, you know, we mentioned Mizzou, we mentioned Bama, we've mentioned, Arkansas. I feel like the fans got behind the idea that they've got a national championship contender. You know, right. And there were moments in the season where you thought, hey, this team, if they play like they did tonight, we could win it all. And I feel like that was more of the case. But as a whole, no, I feel like the SECs look pretty damn good. And our two number one seeds are still in it. So I can't argue with that. Again, the fact that you have SEC teams going against each other, you know, I don't think it was planned properly, but, you know, whatever. They're not going to listen to me. How can you talk about how strong this conference is and say, hey, you know what? Let's put them on the same side.
Well, yeah. Well, hell, we almost had SEC on both sides, though, too. You know,
I'd love, there was an opportunity for SEC Final Four. That would have been awesome, but we're going to have to settle for Final Two.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Anything else before we move to the, we got all 16 over-unders for the first time this offseason. Any other thoughts before we jump into that?
No, I mean, it's like I said, it's been, you were talking about kind of how boring the first half of the tournament was. I think it really kind of, it got a little dicey here toward the end. It makes me think that these final four games are going to be epic. And honestly, I have no clue who's going to win a national championship, but it's going to be fun as hell watching.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I think, maybe with the exception of Alabama, I'm not going to sit here and BS the audience. I don't watch Duke. I don't watch Houston, but I think they probably got the four best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, you could argue Alabama maybe in there, Tennessee at times, others make a case at times during the season, but this is probably the best four in the country. And it's unique that we're getting them all in the Final Four. So should make for one hell of a final weekend in college basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready, man. And I just don't want to be embarrassing. I guess we watched the college football playoffs and we're like, ah, shit. You know? We're just hoping that this Final Four is actually really good games, Mike.
Yeah. All right. So I got all 16 over under win totals, Shane.
Yes.
And I've updated these on the old schedule. So let's go through this one at a time here. Alabama, Shane. Mm-hmm. 9.5 over under for the Alabama Crimson Tide. They're at Florida State, ULM at home, Wisconsin at home, get a bye week at Georgia, Vanderbilt at home, at Mizzou, Tennessee at home, at South Carolina, get the second bye for LSU, Oklahoma, and the Panthers all at home. And then at Auburn, I need to figure out who the damn Panthers are. It doesn't matter. They're going to get their ass kicked. But over under 9.5 for the Crimson Tide. How are you feeling about that one?
Ooh, I kind of like the under here, Mike. I'm kind of with you. I'm not saying that the old dynasty is decaying or anything like that, but I felt like 9 should have been the number. And 9.5, very intriguing, because now you're saying, okay, Bama's only losing 2 games. And I think they have an opportunity to lose 4 games. Not saying that it happens, but which is more likely for them to lose 2 or lose 4? I'm leaning a little more toward 4. So give me the under right now with old Bama.
And the Blue Panthers, that's Eastern Illinois. I looked it up.
It really don't matter, does it? You know? Yeah. <That one. laughs> Hey, they've got up there. What the hell?
I think I may disagree with you on this one, buddy. I mean,
there's no way. There is no way that SEC Mike is. Are you getting in? Are you in on the Bama train here?
We'll save that for another day. But yeah, I mean, if I had gun to my head, I'm going. I like the over better than under. It's not a decaying dynasty. The dynasty's been dead, Shane.
Yeah.
This is a dynasty rising from the ashes. Come on. You know what it is.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing. Are they going to rise from the ashes? And more for me, it's just the quarterback situation. You know, if I had a clear cut, if I felt good about that quarterback situation, I could definitely get behind Bama having a successful season. A success is making the college football playoffs. And I don't think you do that with 9 wins. You got to
certainly
with
10. Not.
So I just feel like this is another team that's really going to be one of those fringe playoff squads, you know?
Right. Hey, shout out Cousin Glenn. He just gave us a donation. Shane, love the show. At least Oklahoma's women's basketball team made the Sweet 16. Boomer Sooter. We appreciate you.
Hell
Cousin
yeah.
Glenn. So, now that he donated, he's an Oklahoma guy. Let's do Oklahoma next, Shane.
South Carolina's they made it Final Four, right? Are they down to 4? No, they're down to 8-4. I don't know.
I think Final Four.
Yeah, but I was just watching. It's like the first. They just go back every single year. I'll never forget going to. We're talking about LSU and our fringe playoff teams. That made me think of. It always makes me think of South Carolina last year. But being down there in Columbia and hearing the damn roar when those girls, I thought Tim Tebow came off the bus. Nope, it's a girls' basketball team.
Mysterious Bathwater says Bama 2025 Potato Bowl champions.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Oklahoma's official over under 6.5 shade.
Ooh.
Here's the schedule. Illinois State at home, Michigan at home, which apparently Michigan is going to start that true freshman, Shane. Good luck in Norman, week two of the season. Then we're at Temple, Auburn at home, get a bye week for Kent State at home. We get Texas on a neutral field, at South Carolina, Ole Miss at home, at Tennessee, second bye, at Alabama, Mizzou at home, LSU at home. Cakewalk of a schedule, Shane, 6.5. Come on, smash that over with me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about smashing, but, you know, I am starting to warm up to the fact that Oklahoma just may have the best quarterback in the country, you know, or at least they keep telling me that. So I can get the excitement and honestly kind of surprised Vegas coming out with a number like this makes me think maybe we are on something here with Mr. Mateer. So do they get to 7 wins? I think it's a tall order. I think it's decided early in the month of September. You mentioned Michigan. I think Auburn's right. Another. These two teams, you secure wins there, then, yeah, definitely hitting the over.
Right. And look at it this way. Again, there's no guarantees, right?
Right.
But what if they go 5-0? Again, Illinois State, Michigan, both at home. Michigan, not a given.
Mm-hmm.
At Temple. And then who the hell knows? Auburn could make the college football playoff. Yeah. They could not make a bowl game. I believe both of those. Mm-hmm. And then Kent State at home. So again, the difficult games, you're getting them at home.
Yeah.
This is literally the same argument we basically made about Auburn last year. So I mean, you could go back and forth with all these. But if I were to guarantee you that Oklahoma starts 5-0,
mm-hmm.
What would you say about that over under then at 6.5?
I'm telling you, brother, the first five games,
yeah.
If they're undefeated, then I'm telling you, man, they may be close. They may be a playoff contender. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the problem when you look at schedules, Mike, when uh-huh. you're talking about Texas, you're talking about South Carolina. South Carolina was great last year, but that right. was last year, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss was great last year, but mm-hmm. they're returning the least amount returning production. That was last year. You right. can't just pencil Ole Miss is going to be good. You can't say, well, Mizzou is going to be a 10-win season. But what you can say is Oklahoma, historically, with Venables up there, has a fantastic, stingy defense. They just need some life from the offense, and I feel like being aggressive like they were in the portal, getting the guy that everybody wanted, that may be the extra win or two that you need to get the over. So I'm not crowning Oklahoma yet, but I'm just saying. They're warming me up. I'm starting to like them a little bit.
He's warming up. We're got him. You know, that's mission. That's one of my goals of the offseason was to get you warmed up on Oklahoma. Yeah,
this one in Florida. I know you, man. You've been every time we talk, you want to talk Oklahoma and you want to talk Florida.
Yep. All right. How about this one, Shane? Let's go. Da-da-da-da-da. This could be a tough one, Shane. This could be a tough one. Arkansas, 5.5. Ooh, buddy. Alabama, A&M at home. Arkansas State at home, even though it is in Little Rock, that one. At Ole Miss, at Memphis. What are we doing at Memphis? Notre Dame at home. Get a bye week for at Tennessee. Texas A&M at home. Auburn at home. Mississippi State at home. Second bye. At LSU, at Texas. Mizzou at home. So a lot of big-time away games and a lot of home games on this schedule, but I don't know how many are winnable. Where would you lean today? 5.5 over under for them Arkansas Razorbacks.
Oh man, this again. I'm going to talk a lot of quarterbacks, Mike, because when I'm doing these bets, that's what I'm looking at. Like, can the quarterback provide me an upside? Can they steal a game or two? And I think Arkansas, they proved it last year. They've got an opportunity now. There's a lot of things that I could see why you wouldn't want to put money on them. You talked about the receiving room the other day. You talked about some of the returning production that they've got. And I get it. But there's just something about Arkansas team and mainly Green here that I like the over. I think this is a year that, again, like last season, they surprise a couple of teams. And let's just hope it's not October 11th, you know?
I think I'm going to lean the under. I'm going to lean the under right now. But things could change, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to see them in the spring. They're one of the few who's going to have a spring game. Yeah. Maybe they'll win me over in the spring game. You know what?
That's why they have them, Mike. That's why I've been fighting so hard to keep them.
Well, someone who's not, Shade. These cowards. Auburn, no. 7.5 is, man, that may be one to wager on, Shane. How about it? Baylor, at Baylor, on a Friday to open the season. National showcase type game. Ball State at home. South Alabama at home. At Oklahoma. At A&M. Get your bye week for Georgia at home. Mizzou at home. At Arkansas. Kentucky at home. At Vanderbilt. Get your second bye for Mercer at home. Thank goodness you got that bye for Mercer. And then the Iron Bowl, Alabama, at home, over, under, 7.5. What do you think, buddy?
Mike, this is the easiest bet right here. Not your favorite, but I'm telling you right now, if you're not taking the under, just kidding. I like the over. I think Auburn is a team that honestly, it's pivotal week one. I'm not saying they have the most important week one matchup, but I think that Baylor game may be the reason that they get over that number. And all that, delete this podcast, Mike, if they end up losing that shit game. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I'll be first in line to fire Hugh Freeze if that happens. Because if they do beat Baylor, which they should, they have a great opportunity, man, to start the season 4-0. And I know Oklahoma's on it. I see A&M looming in the background. But this is a team that truly needs to take that step forward. They've got the talent. They went out, they got the quarterback they want. Let's just put it all together.
Here's my face when Shane said, hit the over.
Now, what does it take to get hit? As soon as they hit the over, Mike, you got to change the photo. I get to pick the photo of Hugh Freeze.
I kid. I would kind of lean the over too, Shane, in a large part because, you know, that tail end. I mean, I see a lot of red on here, but beating A&M, kicking the hell out of ULM. But the Kentucky game was also impressive.
Yeah.
They started to figure it out, you know? So I'm willing to buy into that. And again, I'm not smashing the over, but if it's not now, Shane, I don't know when it may never come for old Hugh Freeze down at Auburn. If they don't win at least 7 games this year, which I know it's 7.5, but could you fire him if he goes 7-5? Probably not, right?
No. 7-5, he's good. He's good. Even 6-6, I think he's good. You know, just depends on, I guess, what the 6 are. But, you know, kind of like a Billy Napier style 6-6, you know, or, you know what I'm saying, just close out the season strong.
Right.
But I don't even want to get that negative talk rolling. Okay. This is Auburn. Not only are they winning in basketball, but they'll be winning in football.
Oh, Shane, you ignorant bat. No, you know how the Cousins can win though, Shane?
What's that? How's that?
Take advantage of Ridge.com, Shane, /SEC, promo code SEC over at Ridge.com. Shane, what is this Ridge? Ridge Wallet, of course, is what we're talking about. These are unique, Shane. They're slim, modern design, can hold up to 12 credit cards. I've replaced my wallet with a Ridge Wallet. They send us each over a Ridge Wallet, Ridge Keychain, Shane. Cannot be beat. This is very, very durable and, might I say, Shane, quite pleasing to look at type gear, Shane. Over 50 colors, premium metals like aluminum, titanium, carbon fiber, whatever you want. Come on over to Ridge.com. And most importantly, don't forget that promo code, Shane. SEC, get you 40% off. Say again, Shane, 40%. That's like how many... What's Hugh Freeze's winning percentage? 40%, Shane. You can't beat that deal over at Ridge.com with that promo code SEC, can you?
No, honestly, that Ridge wallet, I think, is more valuable than what it's actually holding in my house. You know, you pull that out, and they're like, Whoa, look at this guy. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful gift item, too. If you're like, hey, I don't know what to get them, trust me, you can't go wrong with this one. This is a killer setup, and it's an awesome gift to have.
Right. I didn't even know this, Shane. Lifetime warranty and over 100,000 five-star reviews over at Ridge.com. Don't forget that promo code SEC for 40% off your entire order. You know what?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's also do, Shane, buddy. This is the one that may divide us, Shane. We may break up if we can't agree on this one. Florida Gators, 6.5, over, under. Come on. I don't even go down to schedule. Just smash that over. We got the Sharks. Oh, come on. That's an easy win. Long Island. Didn't even know that was a school. South Florida. Both those are at home. At LSU. At Miami. Get a bye week for Texas at home. At A&M. Mississippi State at home. Get your second bye for Georgia. Man, this is a cakewalk. Georgia and Jacksonville. At Kentucky. We flip that one. At Ole Miss. Lane Whiffen, and at Tennessee at home, Florida State at home. There's your schedule, Shane. Are you smashing that over?
Oh, Mike, I tell you what, brother. I'm not going to lie. You have got me convinced that the Florida Gators take that step forward. That Billy has been slow cooking. You don't know if you ever have one of them slow cookers, and you put it on 6 and low, and you just let it roll. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what we've been doing down here. We've just been marinating for this particular season, where the Florida Gators finally take that next step in bringing back what the Gators stand for. I mean, we grew up in the 90s, Mike. The Florida Gators would have fired something. There would have been bomb threats, Mike, if 6.5 was what the over-under is. You know what I'm saying? You would have been swimming with the Sharks down there. But, brother, that's all the coach jokes I've got. But the fact of the matter is, they're going to fire him because I'm taking the under.
No.
That's right. I thought about going out of my way so we could get him over at SEC Media Days, and I can't handle the conversation now, Mike. I'm afraid that too much time has gone. I like the under here, and I like it early.
Because of the schedule, just how daunting it is?
Yeah. I don't want to take away from what Florida did at the tail end of last season, but it's almost like you grab second win. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, but you still realize you've got 10 miles to run. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't think they've got enough gas in the tank here, brother. I feel like DJ being kind of banged up. You talked about these bets right now. If my quarterback is seeking other opinions right now, that is an alarm for me, and I do not want to invest any money in a team that has a 6.5. Give me the under. Not by much, but still 6.
Right. I mean, any confidence in the fact that last year they struggled, though, and they were able to kind of rally. So even if they struggle here, they could kind of duplicate that and maybe at the tail end of the season and beat some of these teams like a Kentucky, like a Tennessee, like a Florida State. Of course, you know, as we're sitting here saying, I mean, who knows? For all we know, Tennessee could be going to the playoff again. Florida State could bounce back. Ole Miss people, you talk to them, they swear they're going to the playoff.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hard part, I think, of Florida's schedule. We're kind of repeating ourselves, but it's very difficult to know who's going to be really good and who's not. But I could see a lot of these teams faltering and come November. Maybe the schedule's not nearly as difficult as it looks today.
Yeah, well, very much so. I definitely can get behind that. But what I also can get behind is some of these teams that I feel like Florida has to win, I feel like will be improved this year. So we've got two teams, like LSU, prime example. They got them early. I feel like LSU, the wheels had already fell off when they were down there in Gainesville last season. What happens when you go on the road week 3? You know, Nuss is back, and he brought some more power with him. You know, I feel like you're kind of walking into a little bit of a buzzsaw, but it's also a game that can rattle your confidence, especially if you have this winning streak going on. So, I don't know, a lot riding on that particular football game, but there are so many tough opponents on their schedule, just like last season. SEC did them no favors. If anybody should be mad at Sankey, it should be Billy Napier at his next job.
How about Cousin Frank here? So Shane has Florida the under. Gators are national champs. Book it now.
You're probably right, man. You're probably right. Get a Ridge wallet so you can hold all that money you make from betting opposite of Shane.
How about this one, Shane? Georgia, 9.5. Ooh, that feels so low, Shane. Marshall at home. Austin Peay at home. At Tennessee. Get your bye week for Bama at home. Kentucky at home. At Auburn. Ole Miss at home. Second bye for Florida and Jacksonville. Mississippi State at Mississippi State. Texas at home. Charlotte at home. And then Georgia Tech in Atlanta. But they're playing it in Mercedes-Benz, so technically a home. There'll probably be more Georgia fans than there are Georgia Tech. Man, 9.5. I mean, I know there's questions about them dogs, Shane, but even last year with, most of these on the road, the difficult games, they still managed to win 10 games.
Yeah. It's the thing. It's like, you know, there are question marks looming around that school, but one thing you never question is where they will be at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, they're probably going to trip up once or twice during the year where maybe they have a close game, not even a loss. Maybe there's a close game you weren't expecting or, you know, something along those lines. Even if they drop a couple, I feel like Georgia is almost a shoo-in for the college football playoff because they are, it seems like they're always there. And I'm not like overconfident hitting the over, but if I had to lean one way or the other, which is more likely, something that I see every year or something that I don't see, I'm going to go every year I see Kirby Smart winning at least 10 games. So yeah, right. Give me the over here.
How about this comment from Boy and his dog, Shane? Georgia is done. I think that's more wishful thinking than anything else. But let's say they go under, which I'm not saying they will, but which means nine wins or fewer. What would you say about Georgia then? Like, let's say they go 8-4.
Yeah.
Is Georgia done if they go 8-4?
No, I don't think Georgia's done, but you want them to be done. It almost feels like here it is. You know, you look at some programs that are usually successful.
Yeah.
We just talked about the Florida Gators, prime example, Mike. You know, they were winning 10, 11, 12 games a year. That was the standard down there at the Swamp. But then, you know, they made a couple of bad coaching hires. This led to this. This led to that. And next thing you know, it's like, man, it's kind of nice negatively recruiting against them. It's nice pushing them down. It's nice them having all these coach buyouts that they got to deal with. You know, as an outsider, you encourage this type of behavior because you don't want them back on top. Georgia could do this, man. Alabama could do this. We've gotten used to some of these programs, but if you look at the history of Georgia, you look at the history at Bama, you know, these teams at some times they do falter and they aren't as dominant as they used to be. So absolutely, if they go 8-4, where the narrative will change, it'll shift that Kirby's not the guy. You still want Kirby, and almost every SEC coach or team would take Kirby if he were to get fired, if you would, after an 8-4 season. I'm not saying that happens, but I just don't know. It's built so strong right now that it's just almost like the college football playoffs for me, Mike, was a wake-up call.
Right.
I think they realized just kind of how far they fell in one season. So I'm looking for them to overcorrect. Now, if they hit 8-4, then I may be one of those that's, you know, yelling with the blowhorn saying, you know, he's right. Let's get him out of here.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, I didn't realize it until I put this thing together. But, you know, last season, that was the most losses for Kirby since 2018. Which, you know, that was a long time ago. And again, that doesn't mean that it's over or anything like that. But a lot of that probably is the new look SEC with Oklahoma and Texas in here and not getting the East Division, which they have absolutely owned. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, the only East, I think the last East team to beat them was South Carolina.
Yeah.
And that was like a complete fluke. You know what I mean? So is there something to be said for that, you think, to where, again, I'm not sitting here saying it's over, but I'm just saying, maybe it's not as easy as it was a couple of years ago for them dogs.
I totally agree. I feel like the day and age where we have some of these long runs, you know, you look at teams like Oklahoma, Southern Cal, that have these extensive dynasties, if you will, quote unquote dynasties, that's going to the wayside because it's getting similar to the NFL. Now, you look at the NFL, sometimes we do have teams like the Patriots or the Chiefs right now that, you know, kind of find a way to compete for Super Bowls and win Super Bowls consistently, maybe more than others. So I feel like there will be some of that in the SEC, which is more likely. I think a team like Georgia could be that. But it is the days of Nick Saban just running 10 years of the I think that's gone to the wayside now. And a lot of that has to do with the portal and the NIL.
Yeah. No, I think you're probably right, Shane. Excellent observation, as always. Now, let's see how excellent you are on this. Kentucky, 4.5 over under. Oh, buddy. Toledo, Ole Miss, and Eastern Michigan all at home. Get our first bye for at South Carolina, then at Georgia, then our second bye for some reason. Texas at home, Tennessee at home, at Auburn, Florida at home, Tennessee Tech at home, at Vanderbilt, and at Louisville. Over under, Shane, 4.5. Where are you leaning for the Wild game?
Man, they get no respect, do they? You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone is just throwing them out with the bathwater. They're done. Stoops is done. Kentucky's over. You know, I mean, they said that. Look at their basketball team. Hell, they gave Tennessee a run for their money. You know what I'm saying? This is a program that can easily bounce back. And we're sitting here saying, are they going to get to 5 wins? Hell no, they ain't getting to 5 wins. Mike, this bet will be, this is the best bet on the board. You'll have it secured after Eastern. Is that Eastern Michigan? Doesn't even matter.
Eastern
that
Michigan.
That East probably going to be an L. You know what I'm saying? Give me the under. Fire Coach Stoops, I'm getting rid of all of them today. Find 5 wins. Where's the 5 wins? Let's say Toledo.
Toledo, Eastern Michigan, Tennessee Tech. Boom, we're already at 3. Maybe Vanderbilt goes back to being Vanderbilt. Let's just go there. That's 4.
Maybe Auburn
or no, wait. Yeah, that'd be 4. Maybe Auburn implodes.
Yep.
They have owed Florida till last year.
Best bet. This damn line is moving. You better don't hang up just yet, but here in about 30 minutes, hang up and get over there and make this bet.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think you might be right. All right, how about this one, though? How are you going to be right about this? I think you're going to love this one, Shane. How about them LSU Tigers? 8.5? Well, can they win the opener at Clemson? That's maybe the most difficult opener in the country. Louisiana Tech at home, Florida at home, Southeast Louisiana at home, at Ole Miss, get our first bye, South Carolina at home, at Vanderbilt, Texas A&M at home, get your second bye at Alabama, Arkansas at home, Western Kentucky at home, and at Oklahoma. Over under 8.5 for the family.
Yeah, I'm locking the over, Mike. And you know how Ole Miss kind of had the last dance. It feels like that's what's going on down here. I wish they'd do that little meme with Coach Kelly and that guy dancing the spotlight, throwing some of his buyout money around. You know what I'm saying? This is a team I absolutely love the over, but what frustrates me, and it's the first game of the year, Mike, and I'm not saying that they can't lose that one and still hit the over, but it's like it's going to be very difficult. This is a team that has to win that game if they want to make the college football playoff. But right. I feel like it also needs to do it to keep some momentum going. Lot riding on that Clemson matchup, brother. But I still like the over. I feel like this is a football team that could be pretty special next year. Or this year. Yeah. God, time flies, Mike.
Well, I'm glad you said the over, Shane, so I'd be a little bit different. I'm going to lean the under. I really am. Until further notice, I don't trust them. How can you trust them to win an opener? You know, and they got dominated by Alabama last year. This year, Alabama's on the road. I mean, there's some tricky-ass games here that I don't know. I think Brian Kelly does catch a lot of hell, probably too much hell even from myself, but because he's a really good coach, but too often they drop a game. He shouldn't. And I think it'll be somewhere on here. Give me the under. I'm not super confident in it, but that's where I would lean today with LSU.
Nah, this feels like a little, this feels like Coach Kelly is going to take a few shortcuts this year. You know what I'm saying? Not saying they will, but may come out 4 or 5 years from now, a report that we found out Coach Kelly did something he wasn't supposed to, but he's got to risk it for the biscuit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is a big season for LSU.
Well, speaking of risking it, Shane, for some biscuit, how about old Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss? 8.5 for the Rebels. Georgia State. Why are we still playing Georgia State in the SEC? At least we get them at home. At Kentucky, revenge game. Arkansas at home. Tulane at home. LSU at home. Get our first bye for Washington State at home. Then we're at Georgia, at Oklahoma, South Carolina at home, Citadel at home. Good old Lane Citadel. Florida at home. And then we get our second bye for some reason, second last week of the season. But for the Egg Bowl on the road, where do you think for them Rebels, Shane?
I'm a little worried with Ole Miss right now. I'm a little worried with Lane Kiffin, you know, and maybe I read too much into his social media, but it just feels like, I don't know, man. Feels like we all went to school with that one kid, you know, that now he's got his dad's money or something like that. And he's, every time he's in a plane, he's taking a picture or he's going to some con. I'm not saying that Lane Kiffin isn't dialed in, but out of all the coaches that are in the SEC, I worry a little bit this season with Coach because his boy's gone. You know, him and Jackson, they're out there playing squash or whatever hell game they were playing. And, you know, now his boy's on to the NFL and it's like he's got to rekindle all that stuff. And you're asking a team that has the least amount of returning production to hit 9 wins, and they've got a pretty daunting schedule. Not really, now that I look at it. Yeah, I think I'm going to take the over because Lane Kiffin, even though I don't like his you know, his antics online, he finds ways to be consistent, and that is very tough to do in the SEC, but it's something that he has shown over the last few years. And I'm not super confident in this one, Mike. Really, I'm not. But I barely like the over here. I'm not touching this one. This is one I'm not touching, honestly, if I'm just being honest.
Do you think it's fair to say that I realize it's not the standard? You know, they're trying to make the playoff. They're trying to not just make it. They're trying to win one of them. If Ole Miss goes 9-3, given that they're dead last in returning and returning production on offense and defense, they go 9-3. Do you think that is a very successful year for Ole Miss? And I'm not saying every year. I'm just saying specifically, and a new quarterback, you know, there's a lot of newness there. Do you think 9-3 should be regarded as a highly successful season?
No, at Ole Miss, I think it should be. And that's not fair. That's not fair, but I do think 9-3 would be a successful season. And honestly, I feel like there's some backdoor conversations, some behind the scenes where the SEC's pissed off that a lot of these 9-3s didn't get an opportunity to compete for a playoff. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a little bit more respect to those 9-3 SEC teams moving forward.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about oh, buddy, you're going to like this one. I think you're going to love it, actually. Mizzou, Shane, 7.5. What? Have they seen the schedule, Shane? Have they seen the schedule? I'll give it to you. Central Arkansas at home. Kansas at home. Louisiana at home. South Carolina at home. UMass at home. Yes, this is a SEC football schedule. I'm not making this up. You get your bye week, you get Alabama at home, at Auburn, at Vanderbilt. Second bye week, you get A&M at home, Mississippi State at home, at Oklahoma, and at Arkansas. Mizzou, 7.5. What are they smoking up there, Shane?
Oh, man. You know, one thing, drink, we just talked about consistency and drink. Say what you want. You may hate the guy, but he finds ways to win football games. And that is, again, 23-24 season, as you can see here on the screen, 11 wins, 10 wins. That shows me that he has the opportunity. And then he comes out here, he doubles down and tells me he's got the best football team he's ever had in Columbia. And now I try not to buy too much into that, but than I kind of do, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe Luther did have some off-field stuff that he, you know. his chips are great still, though. I like the schedule for me, and I'm not saying they win 10 wins. I'm not saying they win a national championship, but can they get to 8? Really depends on that quarterback room, in my opinion, but they have got the schedule. They've got the opportunity. I like the over. I like the over here.
Yeah, I feel like this is whoever's setting these lines. These are via FanDuel, but whoever the odd maker over there, maybe they're, I think they're looking at it as, man, they're losing a ton of production.
Yeah.
I don't think they realize how good the defense could be, and that, hell, even an 8-4, I mean, I don't even think they have to be that good in, to go 8-4 with this schedule.
No. I've said this about a couple of teams. It's early in the season. Mm-hmm. You know, this quarterback situation, don't know exactly how that's going to play out. You know, little baby Kansas, you can't come into that one with uncertainty. You can't do that with South Carolina. So, you know, I'm not saying that you can't go 4-0 in your opening stretch here. But if there's, you know, not continuity with this football, you know, I could also see them losing too. And if that happens, then all bets are off. You know, this is going to be a rough season for Mizzou.
You know, Shane, I think it's safe to say, all due respect to Missouri, that is one stinky schedule. You know how they could fix that?
How can they fix that, Mike?
Go to shopmando.com, Shane. Get their act cleaned up. Go to shopmando.com. Promo code SEC, Shane. Get you $5 off a starter pack. And $5 is 40% off the total price of the unit there, Shane. What is this starter pack? It's a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choosing, and free shipping with that promo code SEC over at shopmando.com, Shane. That's shopmando.com. You can see it on the screen there. Shopmando.com. All products, Shane, baking soda free, clinically proven to block odor all day and control for up to 72 hours. Just like Bo's going to control the damn field this year up there in Como. You know what?
I didn't know baking soda was a bad thing, you know, but apparently it is.
I think so. I would go free if I were you.
I've been, like the other day, Mike, I found some ingredients and true story. And I was like, hey, chocolate chips are here, you know? And I looked at the bag and it's like, you got to have flour. And I was like, I got flour. It says, you got to have baking soda. I was like, oh, I ain't got baking soda. Open up the cabinet. Guess what I found? Baking soda. And put the ingredients together. Next thing I know, I'm making cookies, Mike. I know. I've been doing really good, but I had a little meltdown and my wife caught me making cookies in the damn kitchen 11 p.m. It's been a rough go, man. The Tennessee layoff me.
Yeah, I don't know what that's got to do with Shop Mando, but shopmando.com.
Just the baking soda. I had a flashback. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Well, I have a flashback to this, buddy. South Carolina. You ain't going to believe this.
I believe
it. 7.5. Come on. I thought we were going to playoffs this year, Shane. Over under 7.5 for the Gamecocks. We got Virginia Tech in the opener in Atlanta. South Carolina State at home. Vanderbilt at home. At Mizzou. Kentucky at home, and then at what we get a bye, and then we're at LSU. Revenge game. Got to get that one. Oklahoma at home. Alabama at home. At Ole Miss. Second bye. At Texas A&M. A little bit of a gauntlet there in the middle of the year. We get Coastal Carolina and Clemson. Last two at home. 7.5 over under, Shane. Where are you going with this one?
I'm not touching this one. And it's tough because I feel like you do have the best quarterback in the country. And that makes me want to lean toward the over. And so I guess if I'm picking one, I'm going to go over here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a lot of games, a lot of toss-up games here that you can't overlook. I feel like there's some that you're going to be underdogs in that you may even have to win here. So I'm not saying they can't repeat it, but a lot of talent went to the NFL, Mike, and how does that adjust in 2025? So, time being, I'm going to go over, but not by much.
Okay, shout out Cousin Tim. We were talking about smells.
Yeah.
Did she smell you cooking cookies?
She did. I'm like a fat MacGyver, Mike, and one thing I didn't have was eggs. and did a quick googs. And apparently, if you've got a banana, you've got yourself an egg. So they were like banana chocolate chip. So wife thought it was fancy. She didn't know that I just didn't have any eggs.
If you don't have any of the ingredients, maybe you just don't make it. How about that?
No, I had it. I had it, man. Oh, okay. I told you, I MacGyvered this thing.
I don't know if that makes you MacGyver, but hey, what about this, Shane? What if Lenore Sellers is who we say he is? La Heisman here.
Yeah.
How would you be feeling about this over under then? Like, again, I'm saying, like, what if he's like Cam Newton 2.0 over here?
Oh man. Yeah. I think that's the thing. That's the, I guess the infuriating part is if not infuriating, like if he does,
yeah,
progress like he has,
mm-hmm,
brother, South Carolina, you're looking at LSU. That could be a win. Cause yep, right now I say you're an underdog, but I said, that's a win. You go to Bama, possibly a dynasty decaying, you know, there's you another one. You about beat them last year. Ole Miss. What if they suck? What if all these returning talent is not talent at all? Right. You know what I'm saying? There is a real shot, a real opportunity. South Carolina is your special team. Like we thought last year was the surprise. You, brother, because you got Lenore's La Heisman Sellers, I'm telling you, brother, 2025 may be a special season. A lot of people would give their left arm to have a quarterback like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The more I talk about it, the more I like the over.
And you know what? I think here's my real impressions with all these. I mean, you can apply it to any team you want. Usually when these come out, you can – there's certain games on the schedule, Shane. Mm-hmm. Like for South Carolina, we'll just stick with South Carolina for here. I'm looking at Missouri. I'm looking at I'm trying to think of another. Maybe that LSU. But really, Virginia Tech and let's say Missouri.
Yeah.
I think they're basically saying, if you can win, like, let's say they win both those games, I think the over is a lock.
Mm-hmm.
But those I don't think are guaranteed. South Carolina generally starts really slow under Beamer. So I think Virginia Tech could be that's a tricky, tricky game. And certainly at Missouri, you beat Missouri last year at home, but it was like a miracle finish, and they had beaten you several in a row. So again, I'm not just giving them the W there, but I'm saying if there's always a game or two that's going to dictate the over under. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say South Carolina goes 5-0.
Yeah.
I think, buddy, I think they can make the playoff. You know what I mean? But again, that's not a given.
Are you worried? Do you give any thought with a coordinator change with South Carolina? I know they stayed internal, but you know, I think of Golish at Tennessee. I mean, say what you want. When we went to South Florida, the offense kind of, you know, took a step back. So I'm just curious in your opinion. Of course, we tried burying this coordinator several times. Do you think there's a little bit of hesitation because of that change?
Yeah, that's a good, excellent point. Another example, Mike Bobo down in Georgia. They stayed in house. They got the guy that's been into all the meeting rooms. Again, he's a little more complicated because the history there at Georgia. But yeah, I think that is, it's one of those, Shane, where if you buy South Carolina, you say, well, this could be nothing but a speed bump. Mm-hmm. They're already familiar. They're, you know, if you don't like South Carolina, you're saying, Al Loggins is a head coach now for a reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's however you want to slice it. But yeah, I think that's a narrative or just a discussion, a talking point, what have you, that is not being discussed enough when it comes to a team that just exceeded all expectations. And for all we know, the damn offensive guru just left the building. You know what?
Yeah. What if we didn't know? You know what I'm saying? All that Loggins talk, and then we find out he's the best coordinator. Like he's running an NFL team before long.
All right. Well, how about this one, Shane? Tennessee.
Over.
9.5. So, man, it just surprises me. Again, we've done Alabama. We've done Georgia. Right now, those are the highest on the board, 9.5. Tennessee's right there with them, Shane. Syracuse and Atlanta. East Tennessee, excuse me. Georgia at home, UAB at home, at Mississippi State, get your bye week, Arkansas at home, at Alabama, at Kentucky, Oklahoma at home, get your second bye week, New Mexico State at home, at Florida, and Vanderbilt at home, Shane. 9.5. Buddy, yeah. I'm trying to figure out why. If you would have asked me to, you know, there's three teams that got the highest over under win total in the SEC. Not in a million years would I have thought Tennessee is one of them right now.
Well, I mean, Tennessee, I mean, you're a Tennessee fan, or you at least grew up one. I'm a Tennessee fan because we always know, especially the years we're supposed to be good, that we're going to screw up somewhere. And I feel like last year was kind of a building season. This year it's more of like a we've arrived top season. I always felt like that, Mike. I feel like this is a football team that, yes, it did make the playoffs last year, but I feel like this is the team that it was setting up. But how many times have we been hurt as a Vol? You know what I'm saying? So I looked at 9.5 and I was like, yeah, I could see three losses, but not really, you know, short of Nico getting kicked out of school for something. I feel like this is a 10-win schedule. That's the main part here, Mike. I'm betting the schedule. Tennessee's got one of the easiest road to the college football playoffs. Barring an injury, I joked earlier, barring an injury to a significant player, I don't think Tennessee gets the under here. So, yeah, I'm expecting a big year again for the Vols. And I'm not saying that because all this orange behind me, I know that's what people think. I'm just a realist, and I'm looking at that schedule, and I really like the opportunity they got in front of them.
Well, I think that was a real bad take. Give me the under, Shane. I'm smashing it. I think that's one of the easiest ones on the – again, that's the highest in the damn SEC right now. Mm-hmm. Other than Texas, right there with – again, this is shocking to me, Shane. Texas, 9.5. I know we get Ohio State on the road right out the gate. It ain't going to be easy, but we'll beat them. San Jose State at home, UTEP at home, Sam Houston at home. Then we get a bye week at Florida, Oklahoma on a neutral field, at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at home, bye week for at Georgia, Arkansas at home, Texas A&M at home, over under 9.5 with God's gift of football. Throw it at Shane, Arch Manning. 9.5. I mean, is this by midseason? I mean, what? Get out of here with this.
Arch Manning's on this football team, Mike.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to win 20 games.
Here's the deal. This is all this is, Mike. They're saying, hey, if they lose to Ohio State and they lose to Georgia, could they lose to someone else? Maybe. That's kind of the way this thing was projected. Mm-hmm. Maybe. No, maybe not. I feel like if you've watched any Texas football here lately, you know that this is a loaded team, just like it was last year, and it is a revolving door. They have plenty of talent in that locker room. I feel like even if they lose an Ohio State, even if they lose a Georgia, there's no way in hell they're losing a third game. And I'm just saying, they may beat Georgia. They may beat Ohio State. And then all of a sudden, that opens up the door to a Texas A&M, to an Arkansas, to an Oklahoma, maybe one of your Florida teams. I really do think that this is another one that you look at the schedule. They've been blessed here the first 2 years in this conference, and I think they take advantage of it again in 2025. So give me over.
Okay, cousin Tim, and he's not an OU guy. He's Ole Miss guy. He says Oklahoma will beat Texas. Mm-hmm. Let's say that happens. Again, I'm not saying it does. Mike's a Sooner, but he's like, I agree. So of course he does. But let's say that happens. Let's say Texas loses at Ohio State, at Georgia. Maybe the two best. I mean, those would be the most respectable losses in the country. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say they lose to Oklahoma too. If they're 9-3 and they beat everybody else, is Texas, should Texas at 9-3 get into the playoff if they lost at Ohio State, at Georgia, and Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Really? Why would they?
It's Texas.
What I'm saying? Alabama didn't get in at 9-3. Ole Miss didn't get in at 9-3. There was no 9-3 in.
Yeah, but that one is not built like the other, Brian. Right now, talk about branding. I think Texas is going to have
a bigger brand than Alabama.
I'm talking about marquee games, Mike. Ohio State. Yeah, at this moment, absolutely. Who gives a shit what a coach?
How much cornbread hips you have before we hopped on here?
I'm just telling you right now, 2025. Which team has more?
Did Nick Saban leave for Texas?
He did. Everybody is looking at the Longhorns right now, and they are looking at Texas being better than Alabama. So that's the national conception. That when these people get in these little rooms and they vote on this stuff, that's what they're looking at. They're not basing it on something that happened 45 years ago or 10 years ago with Nick Saban. No, they're looking at 2025, even 2024.
What would be the win we're looking at that they're
the only SEC team to win a playoff game, weren't they?
I'm talking 2025 here. Where's the marquee win if they lose, if they just lost to those three?
What was the three again? I wouldn't even pay attention. Georgia,
Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Georgia. So Florida? You got Billy Napier fired.
Yeah. Florida will be a top 25 team.
No, you said Billy Napier's getting fired.
Well, not on October 4th, maybe after when they get blown out. You know what I'm saying? They get actually a top 25 win.
Is there another one?
Maybe A&M. Maybe.
No, I think if they're 9-3, I think they're done.
You get two of your losses before October 18th, Mike. This is a team that, let's just say hypothetically, it's Ohio State and a huge rivalry against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then they go Kentucky, State, Vanderbilt. So they go win, 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 loss, win, win. I feel like, yes, Texas will find their way into college football playoff conversations based off other teams. I mean, again, if there's other 9-3s, you're going to have the comparing, but I still think that people are just going to put them in because it's the Texas Longhorns right now. And they've been in the playoffs the last two seasons. Let's just not act like they've not been there before.
Clip this one, folks. Clip it. No. That ain't going to happen anyway, so who cares? All right, how about A&M, Shane?
Yeah.
How about A&M? Texas, 8-4. Oh, buddy, 7.5, the over-under for old UTSA at home, Utah State at home, at Notre Dame, revenge game, bye week for Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, Florida at home, loving all these home games. Then we got to hit the road at Arkansas, at LSU, bye week. At Missouri, South Carolina at home, another revenge game. Samford at home, and at Texas, another. Oh, so many revenge games on this damn schedule, Shane. Over under for them fighting Texas, A&M Aggies, 7.5. Where you at?
Slightly over. I'm slightly.
So 8-4.
Over. Yes. I'm looking. So when I do look at these, I look for four, like what could be your four losses? Texas could be your loss. LSU could be your loss. I don't know what Notre Dame will be, can be, but let's say it's a 0.5. Auburn's a 0.5. South Carolina's a 0.5. Mizzou's a 0.5. That's your four. So I'm still thinking slightly over because some of those toss up, those 0.5s I was telling you about, I feel like they could win based off Reed, based off what I, you know, Elko, say what you want. You know, he really has an opportunity to prove to us that they made an awesome hire down there in College Station. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think when you look off the jokes, you know, we talk about the 8-4s or whatever, but if you ultimately just kind of look at what they did last year, I thought it was a successful season. It didn't end like a success because it got, you know, all that success you had early in the season, it's like the opposite of Florida. But I feel like there were some really big games won with Texas A&M, and I thought last year was a success. So going in year two, I'm expecting more. And so, yeah, maybe 9 wins with A&M, maybe more. I don't know. It just really depends on development here in the offseason.
Right, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Shane, because, again, it's easy to sit here and say, same old Aggies, right, 8-5. 8-4 in the regular season. But let's say, yeah, and this is impossible for us to do because we have all those negative history there, right?
Yeah.
But let's say he would have taken over at Tennessee or Auburn or Florida, you know, these schools that are kind of like on a similar plane with A&M. If any of those coaches went 8, if First year at Auburn, 8-4. First year at Tennessee, 8-4. Florida, 8-4. Hell, Bill and Napier took them 3 years to get to 8-4. If you go 8-4 your first year, I think Sarkisian, I think went, I don't even know. I think he won like six games at Texas. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like 8-4 is a pretty damn good year one record in the SEC. Mm-hmm. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, if not for A&M's history, I think more people would have recognized that. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I really do. And I think Florida's, I keep picking on them. I know. I apologize. Hey, you know what? You got a team that may win a national championship basketball. Okay. Right. You can't have it all, but I'm just saying, prime example here, Mike, year two expectation. When you're looking at successful football programs, and I'm talking the history of college football that while you were alive, okay, would you say Texas A&M's been more successful, or would you say Florida's been more successful? Your lifetime.
Oh, in my lifetime? Yeah. Florida.
Yes, okay. So when you're looking at these two programs, we're talking Elko is, what, 7.5? Mm-hmm. Right? Year two, 7.5? What's the expectations, Billy Napier, year four?
6.5.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but I'm saying the standard has been raised because of what Elko did year one. So, absolutely. I feel like there is success. It shows in the numbers here. It's not like they got a cupcake schedule. So I feel like better days are ahead for them Aggies.
I love this one, Shane. How about Vanderbilt, Shane? 4.5. We got the Buccaneers right out the gate. I always forget who that is, but it don't matter. We're going to kill them. At Virginia Tech, at South Carolina, Georgia State. Oh, another Georgia State. But this time it's at home. We'll get a revenge game, Shane. Utah State at home. At Alabama, got a bye week. LSU at home. Mizzou at home. At Texas. Auburn at home. Get your second bye. Get Kentucky at home. And at Tennessee, Shane, Vanderbilt, 4.5. Did they not watch Vanderbilt last season, Shane? And that first game is Charleston Southern, in case anybody really cares. But over under 4.5 for them Commodores.
Oh, man. 2024 was special, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember it forever, Mike, because it's the last success they'll have for a while. Oh, no. Give me the under.
Under? You going 4-8?
Yeah, I hate to say it, Mike. It's just SEC. What it comes down to is, do they win another SEC game? And I think Kentucky is obviously your best shot. But if you beat Kentucky, do you have confidence that they beat Virginia Tech? And do you have confidence that they beat a team that nobody should schedule, including Vanderbilt? I don't. So I think it's close. I'm not selling the mortgage on this, or, you know, using the mortgage payment on this. But I feel like when you've got Georgia State and you've got Virginia Tech on the road, you may find a loss in one of those. So, not saying that they can't sneak up, catch another SEC team. I really do think it's possible, but I'm just not super confident.
Shane must have watched some videos of
It's that damn Whistler. I've been seeing him more. Yeah. I'm just sick and tired of him whistling. You know?
4.5. I'm smashing. I mean, I thought this was for the first month of the season, Shane. Give me Van. I mean, I think Vanderbilt can legitimately duplicate this. I guess that's not the word. I think they could double it. I think they get to 8 or 9 with a bowl, which these don't count bowls, but I think they get to 9 with a bowl.
We should. Yeah, how much cornbread have you had, Mike? You
know what I'm saying? All right, last one. Who cannot get to 9, unfortunately, Shane. Mississippi State, 3.5. Oof, dark days here.
Man, we just skipped the hell out of them. I was doing the alphabet. I was like, well, that's it. That's the show, folks. I'm like, oh, wait.
I figured they deserved, Vanderbilt gets deserved to get mentioned before Mississippi State. I hate to say it, but that's where we're at. At Southern Miss. Arizona State at home, Alcorn at home, NIU at home, Tennessee at home, at A&M, get a bye week at Florida, Texas at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, Mizzou on the road, get a bye week, for the Egg Bowl at home. Over under, Shane, for them Bulldogs, 3.5.
No SEC team should have 3.5 as their over under. Unless it's another COVID year and we're playing 10 games, you know, or 5 games. I just, no, this is embarrassing, and I can't even, no wonder, I can't believe we're even talking about this, Mike. The problem is, I don't know if they can hit the over. Yeah, right. I'm looking at their 4 non-conference, and I'm hoping, Mike, deep down inside that they win 3 of them, because I have a feeling they lose at least one of those non-conference games. And do they beat an SEC team? Maybe. Maybe, but most likely not. So give me under, and I hate it for the fans.
Cousin Tim says, hell state.
Oh, shit. I hate it. I hate it. They deserve better, Mike.
I'm going to say they're going to win an SEC game, Shane. I don't know where.
Which one? You ain't going to say it? Or let's say 3 teams. Give me 2
at
teams.
Arkansas.
Okay. All right.
They did it last time they went to Arkansas, they beat them. And Zach Arnett was a coach. You know what I mean?
That may have been the worst college football game I have ever watched in my entire life.
7-3.
Woof, bad. Arkansas would have won the game if they just punted the ball every time, probably.
So I'm gonna give them that one. I don't know how they're gonna get, but give me the over. I'm not confident about it, but I will say that. So real quick, here's the whole thing. Recap. I did want to ask you this on the way out the door here, Shane. Most confident, who are you most confident goes over as we're sitting here and we got the entire over-under win totals for every single team in the SEC? Most confident over, according to Cousin Shane.
That would be Auburn Tigers, 7.5.
Okay.
I'm all in. All in on Hugh Freeze.
I think mine is Vanderbilt at 4.5. Which one are you most confident goes under?
Kentucky Wildcats.
Oh, my God. There's not much room to go under.
Brother, it's going to be bad. You're going to flip-flop State and UK after this season.
Okay. I think I'm going Tennessee, I think, at 9.5. I'm most confident they would go under. Mm. See, I'm playing the smart, Shane. There's way more room to go under. But you know, you do you. And then which one is the toughest to predict? And it could be, you know, obviously over, under, it doesn't matter, but which one is the most difficult for you to decide today?
South Carolina. I want to do the over because Lenore Sellers, but I'm afraid. I mean, that's a big number. 7 high, 8 wins. And with that schedule, which is one of the toughest schedules in the country,
mm-hmm.
That I feel like that one is probably the toughest one for me. Pretty close to being the toughest.
Okay, I like what you're thinking, and I'm going to stick right with that number. Different team though. I'm going to say Auburn, Shane. I think that's the toughest because they could implode, they could be really good, they could finally make that leap. We can stop throwing players under the bus. I don't know. But give me Auburn 7.5. I have no damn clue what Auburn's going to be this year. You know what?
Well, Hugh Freeze said it best. You know, if we had that team 9 out of 10 times, you know, so he's already lost the 1. So odds are he's going to win the next 9. So I feel like.
All right, buddy. Hey, anything else before we hop off the line?
Oh, no. Sad for all those SEC homers that lost in basketball. But Florida, Auburn, it's up to you guys. Please win so that we can legitimately say SEC is the toughest conference. That's all I want. SEC Natty, we need it.
That's all Shane wants this spring is an SEC to win another national.
That's for my cookies, you know.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if you got nothing else, that's all I've got. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.